this is
Love
Chris Lee.
Radio.
Hello, this is Chris Lee Implore from Talk Sports Philly coming to you from Morristown, New Jersey. We're on the air. And my guest has not shown up today, which is okay. I was a little tied up this morning, and we crossed signals there, but we didn't get connected. So either way, I'm here with you today to talk about the Eagles Super Bowl that's coming up this Sunday. And I'm just going to give you a couple thoughts as we go along. If you want to call in while listening to the show, the call-in number is 563-999-3612. One of the people that we were supposed to have on the show today was Philly Press Box Radio. And in when Talk Sports Village first started out its radio show, we had two people that started with us, Philly Press Box, or Bill Furman, and Jim Chesko. And we had a little radio show back in 2014 together, and they had split off on their own eventually, just Philly Press Box and Jim Chesko, and they have become the number one independent radio show in the Philly area. They have a lot of great guests on there. They involve the fans. And it's really grown into a nice underground, underdog radio show in the Philly area. And it really provides some good content. And it was born out of Talk Sports Philly. So we're real proud of you guys. You know, you have a show today coming up later on. We look forward to hearing it and represent us here on Radio Row this week for the Super Bowl. Okay. Well, we've been hearing a lot of things on the Eagles and the Super Bowl for years. This is a dream come true for every person in Philly. They just don't know what to do if the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl, and I'm not sure what to do myself. I am confident that the Eagles can win it, and they're in it, in minute, to win it. And that's what I see. That's what I hear. That's what I want. That's what I believe. And I just, you know, it's such a bad luck thing in Philly that I mean, it's just hard for me to explain in the least little bit how important this is to the city. And when I was out covering an autograph signing at the Sports Cave in Cherry Hill this week for Jalen Mills, the Green Goblin, I saw it in the fans when I was there. I mean, they were so excited that they were almost quiet. I mean, it was just, I don't know how to explain it. They were just, you know, bursting with anticipation for this to go off and, you know, not sure how they should react this week, you know, because they won so bad. They don't want to change the team. They, you know, it's just there. And they will be legends. Legends, legends, legends in the city. They pull it off. Everyone is behind you. And we know you got there, not just by your individual talents, but by your teamwork, by the love of each other for your team, for your city, for the game, for the fans, for the country. That's what Philadelphia is here for. And if we pull this off, wow, there you go, against arguably the greatest dynasty in football, certainly in recent history, against the New England Patriots. Now, we like to have fun over here in Philly, and we're a little rough crowd at points in time, and we love our sports rivalry as well. So never doubt the heart and faith of an Eagles fan at Leeds Green. They will always be there for their Eagles. Although we tend, in Philly, to keep you honest, if you're not performing the way that we'd like you to perform, we'll let you know. If we don't see heart in your play or in your mind, we will let you know then, too. we're just a vocal, knowledgeable, experienced Philly sports base, and we expect you to represent. And we're completely behind you. Completely behind you, Eagles. So win for us here in Philly. And we will bring it home for you as well, if you bring it home for us. Now, we got a little bit of time left, so I'm just going to kind of babble here as we go along. Once again, my guest got held up and could not come in today, so I'm just kind of winging it and flying on my own here. So I don't have any particular listing of topics to talk about, so I'm just kind of going wherever my mind takes me. And I'll give you my thoughts as I go along. We here in Philly also, we're a strong entrepreneurial city. And we have a lot of independent media that work here in Philly that help cover and support the teams in Philadelphia. Along with the big boys like Fox, like NBC, CBS, 94WIP, The Fanatic. I mean, we have so much sports in this city for people to turn to. And it couldn't be a better time out there right now. Just couldn't be a better time. This is a dream come true for the Philly area. And we had the NFL draft last year. We're on the map. We got some budding celebrity stars in our media that are going to be coming out probably in this year. And we just have a lot to offer. And I'd like to take away our bad rep that we have out there around the country as far as fans go, because I like that little bad rep in a sense. But we're no different than any other sports fan on the average, and their love for their team. Of course, we have a little something special here in Philadelphia, but we recognize that. We're not the only ones. We're not alone over here in Philly. We're well-deserved and should be well-respected. And we're going to bring it in a minute. So just hang in there, Eagles. I'm talking to you from the heart. And, I just can't wait. I was listening to been up most of the night. Not too much. Working on a little bit of sleep here. And I was listening to 94WIP last night, Big Daddy Graham, and I like him. I like a lot of the different personalities they have on 94 because they have young and fresh, they have old and experienced, they have a good mix-max of jockeys and people who speak for them that really bring you a different flavor with each show. So that's a thumbs up out there for 94WIP. Just giving a little shout out. Anyway, Big Daddy Graham was on, and he really got a list of callers that was, something else. And anyway, there was a caller on that came on who had went to the ShopRite Deli and wanted to get some Eagles cupcakes. And the employee behind or deli person behind the deli is not a fan of the Eagles and would not sell the cupcakes to the Eagles fan, and instead gave them the business, saying he was going to smash that Eagles cupcake if rather than give it to the Eagles fan. And Big Daddy Graham just didn't know how to take that. It's running into the cupcake smasher. It was really funny if you were up in the middle of the night and listening to 94WIP. Maybe they'll put that tape up. It was just an interesting conversation running up against the deli cupcake smasher. So if you're out there, be careful with us Eagles. We don't like our cupcake smash. Anyway, just having a little bit of fun there. And I don't know how long I'm going to roll on the air. I may just even let this be a little clip here for Talk Sports Philly, a little promo clip of what's coming. And, of course, we're going to be doing a post-Super Bowl show as well. already trying to line up some guests for that, and give you our take on what happened in the Super Bowl. And please, please, God, if you're listening to me out there, you got to bring this one home for the Eagles. You got to bring one home for Philly. I'm not even sure what our radio show would be, much more than screaming and yelling Eagles if it happened. So I'm flying along this week as well with the Philly media to the Super Bowl. I'm going to be covering them on the internet and virtually, just kind of watching their back there on Radio Row for Philly. And I'm going to be reporting on that as we're going on in time, as well as after the Super Bowl. I'm going to put together a little piece on, you know, how the Philly media is and their trip out to Minnesota and representing Philadelphia in the Super Bowl and the voice of the fans out there. And it should be an interesting little piece. I got some good stuff already in interacting with the Philly media and the Philly fans. And it really should be an interesting piece. And boy, would it be a cherry on that cream pie if the Eagles won it. So it's just going to make everything all that much better. And what do I see in the game? Well, obviously, you cannot count the Patriots out in any manner of the word. Not until that last second goes off the clock in the Super Bowl. Because Brady, as much as you love to hate him, is a legend as well. And until that clock ticks to the last seconds, you cannot count Tom Brady out. I don't care if you're up 20 points with 2 minutes left. He can bring home that bacon. He's one of those special people that can bring that game home, even when you don't think that there's a prayer that he could do it. So you have to give New England that respect. They have the experience, and they're expected to win. But we like the underdog position here in Philly. Woof, woof, woof from the underdog position. So we're right where we want to be. We want to beat the best to win our first Super Bowl. We have that. We want to have a Cinderella story, something that will be legends in the NFL. We have that. We have all the ingredients to make an epic, epic story here. And that's what we're pulling for. As far as the Eagles side, they can win this. They can win this, and they can win it with Foles. There's no doubt in my mind that that is the case. And I'm going to give you the same recipe I've been giving for since the season ended to the Eagles. That has been a winning recipe so far. Nick Foles, play competitive. Hold your team together. It's not all on you, brother, but if you want to carry them, that's okay. Team effort. This is what we do. Running backs, you run hard. Opens up the passing game. Receivers, catch the ball. Opens up the running game. Coaches, you make good decisions. Peterson, kicking butt all year long. He's been another little surprise here in Philly that's coming up as a real first-class coach. Defense, line, hold tough, hold the run. With a good interception or a good recovery or some sacks. Dominate. That's where we got, how we got here, the defense. As well as the offense, but the defense is what wins our championships, and that's what we're going to have to rely on. Special teams, pull up a good play. Don't make any bad turnovers. And you guys will win the game. You guys will be unstoppable if you just follow that simple formula of holding your own, and Eagles got it. You guys got the team. You guys have the team. Now you just have to believe and bring it home. And that's it. No matter what happens, hold your head up high. You know, hold your head up high. You got here. You got here under incredible odds. So no matter what happens, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you guys are the boys. You guys, you know, you guys have done great. But we want to win anyway. So bring it to us, please. Please bring it to us, Eagles fans. I don't know how to even be a cheerleader this week. So I'll be flying around on the internet, which is because my zone is social media, basically, and of course the website talksportsphilly.com. I'm putting out articles and doing a host of different type of media out there, from pictures, video, internet, radio, you name it. We try to cover it here at Talk Sports Philly, and give you just a little side shot here of Philly sports compared to the mainstream, and just like to add on there for the Philly sports fan and give you something a little different. Anyway, so you have my thoughts. Now, what do I think the score is going to be? I would love to see a blowout, but I don't think that's going to happen. But we're going to go with something close, and we're going to go with the Eagles victory. So my thought is 27-24 Eagles. That's my call. It's right off the top of my head. I haven't even really thought of this. 27-24 Eagles and Super Bowl. So I've been on now for about 15, coming up on 20 minutes. We're going to talk a little bit more here, and then I'm going to go. I did want to speak to the Patriots and Mr. Gronk. I caught you yesterday playing some Madden football against our boy Monk. Well, he got you. He got you. I liked it. I was watching you guys. Gronk, mad respect to you. Great player. Great heart. Calibers, all the qualities that us here in Philly love in a player. We just kind of wish he were playing for us, too. But that's all right. We got some good tight ends, and they're going to work the field against you guys. So, once again, to the Pats, congratulations for getting there. And hopefully you will be just another piece of the story to the Eagles Super Bowl and the people here in Philadelphia. So that's my shout-out. Basically, I think I'm going to hold it there. I'm going to keep it simple, general, and just a talk from the heart from my boys out there in Philly, or up there in Minnesota. Go Eagles. E-N-G-L-E-S, Eagles! And this is Chris Leampour, other known as Leo from Talk Sports Philly, signing off. I'm behind you, boys. Bring it home. Super Bowl. I called your win. Now make me a believer. Make everybody else a believer. And you are a believer as well. Believe we will receive. Peace out. Talk Sports Philly.